Yes, sir. Jeffrey?
First Thessalonians 4.
Grab a drink here. 4:14?
Yeah, it ties in with this.
Go ahead and read it while I'm getting me a Coke here.
It says 4, it's talking about the rapture, the church. 4, that Jesus died and rose again, even so, then also you sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. He reunites their souls with the body.
Are you asking me a question? I'm still trying to figure out how to get the ice with the tongs, man. If you weren't here, those tongs wouldn't be here either. I want you to know that. But I'm being couthy. Okay, now what's your question?
Well, it says here, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. At that point of the rapture, do they... They get their new bodies, obviously, but it says he brings with him their soul, right?
Yeah. And, of course, that doesn't pose a problem because if they all died and stepped out into eternity, they all wake up at the same exact moment. If you go back, the body is not a problem because if you go back to Genesis, Adam is made out of the dust of the ground. And your body is made up of the same 14 elements that's found in the ground, so all God has to do is just grab a handful of dirt and bang your bodies back and unites them back together. So it's a thing where those that sleep in Jesus, he brings with them. And it has to be something in a sense where you step out into eternity, it's like sleeping. It's an instant matter, it's an instantaneous thing no matter when you died, because when you get out into eternity, there is no time anymore. And it goes on from there. So that's... You're right on the money.